Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Welcome. This is episode number 28 of Worldwide Wonderful Women, and the title of this episode is Nothing Can Separate Us. During this month of February, I've tried to share something in regards to love, and especially the love of God. So today, as we finish out the month of February, I'd like to just share a few things in regards to Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. And this is what it says, and I'm going to read it out of the New Living Translation. What shall we say then about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then can condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute? Or in danger, or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake, we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelmingly victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love, neither death, nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus. Now, I know in reading the scripture, you may have thought of some different things as I was reading, like who shall separate us? Who can condemn us? And we realize in the reality of life, there are things that can separate us in regards from one another as human beings, but we're never separated from God himself or his love once we become a true believer in Jesus Christ. And even though, yes, people condemn us or they judge us or they are critical of us without maybe having all the facts, but when you think about it, who can really judge us? Who can really condemn us? That's a privilege and a right that only God has. And he's the only one that can really do something about it. And even when we experience trouble or calamity or we're persecuted or we're hungry or we're threatened, even maybe with death, we have to realize that none of those things are able to separate us from God. Because, well, in all honesty, even if we were to die, we would be with God. We're not going to be separated from him. So it doesn't matter whether it's life or death or angels or demons or anything. We worry about a lot of things living here on earth, and we have fear about many worries today or tomorrow, and yet none of these things are able to separate us from the love of God. Now, do we always feel God's love? No, because of our humanness, a lot of times, even though God's love is never taken from us or we're never separated from his love, our feelings or our emotions can cause us to think and believe a lie that God doesn't love us or that he's upset with us or that his love is not there for us. But if we'll believe what God says right now in his scripture, regardless of what we feel or what our emotions are dictating, we can know for a fact that nothing is ever going to separate us from God's love. You see, from God's point of view, neither Satan or anything or anyone else can separate us from his love. We need to get to the point where we have the same view as him. We have to realize that nothing should cause us to doubt his love or cause us to believe that he'll fall out of love with us. We need to look at what he is saying. Is there anyone, seen or unseen, that can separate us from him? No. It is when these things take place and we do not doubt his love for us that he will take those very things that we feel are separating us and use them to draw us even closer to him. We need to realize that we're overwhelmingly victorious in the grace that Christ gives us so that we can overcome when we begin to question whether God really loves us or whether we'll ever be separated from him. Only Christ is able to bring sweetness out of bitterness, strength out of our weaknesses, triumph out of our tragedies, and blessings out of our heartbreak. We have to be convinced that there is nothing that will separate us from his love. Now think about this. If by the sacrificial death of Christ, God has taken care of our worst problem, which was the problem of sin, is he not going to take care of all the minor problems or other problems that we have from day to day? Won't he give us everything else that we need if he's taking care of this big thing that has caused us to be separated from him before? And when we think about other people condemning us or coming up against us, we have to remember who is the one who paid our sin debt, shed his blood for us so that we can not have any charges brought against us forever. He even lists within the scriptures the extremes that exist in our universe that are not able to separate us from his love. Look at what it says, death or life. Either way, if that takes place, we're still going to be in his loving presence. Angels or demons, they cannot affect or interfere with his love for us. Present or future, whether unexpected things that invade our life now or future things that would threaten us, cannot plug up the fountain of his love that flows to us. Any kind of powers, when you think about earthly authorities or the power of Satan, which is unseen, nothing can overrule or stop his love for us. And then it even talks about height or depth. Really, nothing above and nothing beneath is able to separate us from God's love. Really, Paul, when he wrote this, couldn't find anything that could come between us and God's love for us. I know even in ministry, I've experienced where God had told me to do something, and so I stepped out in faith and I did it, and it seemed like things were flowing really great. And then all of a sudden, the door closed, and then I had to change direction. And it was years later before it seemed like the door opened again. And in the interim, it just made me question sometimes whether I was in his will, out of his will. Was I walking in his favor or out of his favor? And we as human beings and with our emotions, we can get caught up in thinking that God thinks like we think and that God expresses or feels the way that we do. And yet we have to remember that the Word of God says that His ways are higher than our ways and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So even though God can identify with us as human beings, He knows our weaknesses. He knows our thoughts before we even think them. He knows the beginning from the end. Yet we've got to be careful in thinking that we're going to impose upon Him human attributes the same as we have and think that He views things the same way we do. When I look back now in retrospect, it was just a matter of my patiently waiting on Him, trusting Him, and believing that nothing was going to separate me from His love, and that even though things weren't flowing the way that I thought that they should be flowing, that didn't mean that His love was not there. That didn't mean that His love had diminished in any way or that had forsaken me in any way. I just had to learn how to wait on Him, not doubt His love, and to still see the mighty hand of God work in my life. So if you're listening today and you're starting to question God's love because maybe something is not flowing in your life the way that you thought it would, can I encourage you to wait on Him? Can I encourage you to realize the passage of Scripture that I shared with you, that nothing, nothing, nothing is able to separate you from His love? His love is not like ours, where it goes up and it goes down, where it's with you and then it's taken from you. He's not like us. He's not operating in human love. And so understand His divine love is unconditional and it never ceases. It's always flowing toward you. Just because you're not feeling it or just because you're questioning it doesn't make it so as far as Him pulling back from you. And if we would just hold on to His love, even when with our own eyes we feel we don't see it, or with our own heart we feel we don't feel it, please know that that doesn't make it so, that God is there. And so I believe it's important for you to acknowledge that God's love is there, even though you're questioning it, for you to affirm that His love is with you and that you're going to hold on and you're not going to doubt Him. And so please just remember God's love and how He has expressed so much here in Romans chapter 8 in regards to, you know, what can we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can be against us? And since He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? My sister, hold on. Even though you may be questioning, the reality is what God says over what you're feeling. Remember that God loves you, and remember that nothing, no one, seen or unseen, can ever, ever, ever change that truth. Well, I hope you'll meditate on that. And until the next time we come together, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.